You're listening to a podcast from the CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.
It's 150 years since Mary, the Mother of Christ, appeared to Bernadette, a 14-year-old girl from a poor family at the Grotto in Lourdes, southern France. The shrine is now synonymous with prayer, reflection and healing. Today, Bishop Tom Burns, Catholic Bishop of the Forces, tells us about another notable anniversary. This year marks the 50th annual International Military Pilgrimage. Tens of thousands of servicemen and women will descend on Lourdes to share in that unique pilgrim experience. Bishop Tom Burns tells us more.
There are two anniversaries happening in Lourdes in 2008. The 150th anniversary of the year in which Mary appeared to Bernadette 18 times at a place called the Grotto in Lourdes, and that has now become a place of prayer, meditation, reflection and processions. And the 50th anniversary of the international military pilgrimage to Lourdes, which began in 1958 and has now grown to bring 34-ish countries to Lourdes every year, mostly young militia in uniform, and they take part in military events like marching, sometimes with a band, some not, sometimes not, marching through the streets of Lourdes as onlookers applaud and clap and appreciate seeing them. So there's that military aspect, there's the socialising aspect of mixing with other nations in the streets and exchanging souvenirs, cap badges or even caps themselves to remind them of this very important experience in their lives. So lots of entente cordiale taking place. And then the spiritual element, which consists of a series or a program of prayer events, masses, tending the grotto, a war memorial, a commemorative event, and also private prayer. And it's very moving to see a young soldier on his knees in front of the grotto with candles burning, and he's lost in prayer about either his family, himself, his job, his future, whatever, or just being open to whatever moves him by the Lord.
It's very interesting to look at the spiritual aspect naturally, but is it something of a release in a way? We see these young men and women that they're obviously on active duty some of the time, naturally, and yet all of a sudden they're put into this far more reflective, calming place that they can think about Christ and reflect on, as you say, those many issues, not just their work. It's must be a release for them in that sense.
I think it's a big help to them. The vast majority of them, I would say, when they learn that their unit is going to go to Lourdes for that weekend, because some of them are taken by their unit and others will go voluntarily, but they've no idea what they're going to. They've no idea what this town is like in the Pyrenees in the south of France. They've no idea whether or not religion is going to be forced down their throats, which it's not. But somehow or another, the magic and the depth of Lourdes itself affects them when they get there. They go through this small town of narrow streets and shops with very dubious souvenirs and statues of Our Lady and things that we would reject as not really promoting one's spiritual and prayer life. And then they go into the parkland, what we call the domain, where nothing is sold. All that happens in there is prayer and quiet and being together and absorbing the message of Lourdes.
Now, you mentioned some other people obviously applauding while they're there. Does that mean then that they get on well and are respected by those pilgrims that go that obviously aren't in the forces?
Yes, there's a huge respect between the countries that take part, There's great gatherings in cafes and bars, exchanging stories and experiences of being on operations. I can recall once going into a busy street in the evening. People had poured out of cafes onto the street because there wasn't room, and they were standing there having a beer. And I noticed a group of foreign legionnaires in a circle gathered around something I couldn't see. So I walked up to the group, and I could see then that they were gathered round a young legionnaire lying on a trolley, and he was motionless. And so I asked one of the legionnaires what the story behind this young man was, and he said, "Oh, he's one of ours. He was injured badly during training, and he's now paralysed from the neck down." And at that moment, one of the legionnaires broke away from singing the song, and he leant forward, he raised the young lad's head, and he gave him a sip of beer, and tears were rolling down the cheeks of the young lad on the trolley. He was quite moved to be there and to be among his mates. And I said to the other legionnaire who I was talking to, "That's quite a burden for you to bring someone like that." And he shot back immediately to me, "We wouldn't have come without him. He's one of us. He's one of our family. Where we go, he goes."
So that camaraderie and that solidarity came through.
Indeed. And that's very common among the troops, that looking after each other, that dependence upon each other, and that unspoken understanding of each other, and enjoying each other's company in a way that many people might envy. But it's all part of being young and energetic, and yet at the same time appreciating someone there before them who isn't any longer energetic, but is still very young.
How valuable an experience do you think it is, not just for the Catholics in the forces that go, but for the non-Catholics amongst them?
Again, the non-Catholics would go, I think, with probably even more apprehension than the Catholics would go. But again, as I say, once you get to Lourdes, Lourdes is a leveller of rank, status, purpose, whatever it is. You leave all that aside and you absorb the spirit of Lourdes, you absorb the atmosphere, and the people whom you see affect you. In point of fact, many people who go to Lourdes go because of an anxiety that they themselves have, or perhaps they're not in very good health, mentally or physically, and they go there seeking some kind of solace and comfort, and they come away not necessarily healed or cured, but they do come away feeling a lot better, and that the experience was worthwhile.
And finally, Bishop Tom, how struck do you think the pilgrims are by the story of Bernadette?
They take it step by step. The claims that she made, that she saw this lady dressed in white, very bright, 18 times. And in some ways, their reaction to that claim is very similar to the people of Bernadette's own day. They rejected it. They couldn't believe that a young girl of 14 could make such claims of seeing an apparition, especially an apparition of the Mother of God, until they themselves accompanied Bernadette to the grotto, this cave, where the apparitions had taken place, and where Bernadette was told to scratch in the earth on the ground until some water came forth. And now there is a spring there, and that water is treasured by people. And the planes on the way home from Lourdes are much heavier than they are when they are going out, because there are extra bottles of Lourdes water on the plane, which is part of remembering the experience of Lourdes and the claims that Bernadette made. I mean, Bernadette said, the lady said to me, "I am the Immaculate Conception." A 14-year-old girl would not understand what Immaculate Conception means, which in point of fact means that Mary was preserved in a special way by God so that she could bring Jesus the Saviour into the world without herself being affected by sin. And so when Bernadette left Lourdes to join a religious order, and she went to a convent much further north, to a place called Nevers, I think she answered a question there one day which many a pilgrim answers when they come back from Lourdes. Bernadette had been away from Lourdes for several years and was now in ill health and too ill to travel anyway. But she was in an enclosed convent, so she wouldn't be free to go anyway to Lourdes, back to Lourdes. And one of the sisters said to her, "Don't you miss Lourdes?" And Bernadette said, "Miss Lourdes? No, not at all. I go there every day in my heart." And I think that's true of many a pilgrim who's been to Lourdes and reflects on the experience and goes there, perhaps not every day, but often in their heart.
Bishop Tom Burns there, Catholic Bishop of the Forces, looking forward to the 50th International Military Pilgrimage to Lourdes. For the latest news, events and information from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.